Now, I'm going to pick up at verse 5. But if our unrighteousness command the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unrighteous who taketh vengeance? I speak as a man. And this means that, does it establish? And Paul meets this objection here. You see, by some subtle sophistry, it might be argued that since the nation's unbelief merely puts in contrast the faithfulness of God, then God's not just to punish that which brings greater glory to himself. In other words, the better translation is God unjust who visiteth with wrath for judging these people. Now, this is the severest criticism that Paul faced in preaching the gospel of the grace of God. If God uses sin to get glory to himself, then he should not punish the sinner. This, of course, was used by some as an excuse for sinning. We'll find that again in Romans 6:1. We'll deal with it then. Paul asked the question in such a way in the Greek as to demand a negative answer. God is not unjust. He says, I speak as a man, doesn't mean that Paul is not writing this particular passage by inspiration, but rather that he's presenting this question from the finite and human standpoint. Then in verse 6, God forbid. Then how shall God judge the world? Paul's answer is again an emphatic and categorical denial of any such premise that God's unjust. The argument here is that if this particular sin merely enhances the glory of God and the grace of God, then all sin would do the same. Therefore, God would not be able to judge the world. He would abdicate his throne as judge of all the earth. And every person acknowledges that there are some folk who should be judged. You see, this specious argument forbids their judgment. Hitler ought not to be judged.